kechayfavim berekia. Now the Urias on top of the Mishkan again was saying either there was 10 and there was 11. Now the 10 in them was made like this. 5 and 5 was mamish sewed together. In other words, you had mamish 11 or 10 curtains. Each curtain was, the for curtains, first one of 10, was 28 amis long and 4 amis wide. And they sold 5 of them together. And then they sold another 5 of them together. So how did they put these 2 5s together? They had like loops coming out of each one of them. And then they had a clamp to clamp the 2 loops together. That's called now veneer and kasoim. That's the clamps. That clamps the 2 sets of urea together, bluloyus, in its loops, kechaychavim rekiya. It looked like stars in the rekiya. Shrashi veneerim kasim bluloyus. Nusach ritihi. Shtei mechabrois hoyu hayurias. When they put the curtains together on top, it was put together like two types of putting together. Kol achas v'yachas. Hey urias tfurois zoom zoom. He has first 5 curtains sewn together. The machet. Now for the stitch. Al pene kol orkun, along the whole length of each urea, 5 were sewn together. Now in the middle, you have 2 sets of 5 and 5s. How did they put the 2 sets together? They had loops in the middle of it. There was connected one to the other. There was loops coming out of the end one. And in the loops, they had like a clamp to keep the 2 together. So looking through the loops on the clamp, it looks like the kechavim in the rikia. Tana Rabbonim, urias ha-tachtoinois shel tchelis. The bottom urias, the first one to go on top of the mishkan, was made out of tchelis, blue wool, shel agama, purple wool, shel tala, shoni, red material, v'shel sheish, sheish is linen. That's the bottom ones. V'el yoinis, how was the top curtains made? Shel my season. There's letters, 3 different levels. 1, 2, 3. 3 different coverings on the top of the Mishkan there. Shel, Shel Yonis, the top one, was Shomais Izim. That was made out of goat's hair. And there was a third one made out of Choshe, made out of skin, was made out of. But these 2 are made out of material. The second one, the top one, was made out of Izim, goat's hair. O G'doyla Chochma Shemer Vel Yonis. There was more Chochma to do with the goat's hair. Yoisri Ma Shemer V'tachtoinis. Even though the tachtonis was made out of more material, it was tchela, sagom, and tala, shoni, and sheish, still the top one, made out of mice, izin, was harder to do. Dilu v'tachtonis, the pasuk says, by the bottom ones, k'siv, v'chol isha chokhmah slave yodea tovli. Any isha that had a chokhmah slave was a little bit smart, she knew how to sew, or weave, she was able to make the bottom urias. Dilu bel yonis, but by the second pair of curtains, the middle one, the one made out of goat's hair, is a big loshin. So Rashi, nosa liban mashma, yeseirois chokma mashma. She had more liban, she had more heart, she had like more chokma. She knew more about weaving. She was able to do the second pair of urias. Oisana b'chokma, tov wesizim. She was able to weave the goat's hair. Tanya mishuma mechemya, shot of izim. The way they made these urias, well, the imamish washed off the izim, the goat's hair, when it was on the goat, the tovim and izim, and used to spin it, the goat's hair, when it was still attached to the izim. That was the chokhmah. While it was still attached to the izim, they did this. That's a big chokhmah to do it. Right. Shtei gzustorius. The Mishnah says again that if you have 2 balconies coming out of your 2 houses, if they're both on the same side of the Rishus Rabim, if your hands from one to the other, yechayiv. If you hand across from one balcony to the other balcony across the street, then you put it. Amar Rav Nishum Rabbi Chiya. Agolois, we had before the wagons that traveled in the Mishkan, tachteyem ubeneyem b'tadeyem Rishus Rabim. Underneath them, in between them, was all Rishus Rabim. Now we had before the wagons were 4 wagons. It went like this, 2 a pair, 2 here, and then behind there was 2 here. Now the wagons itself we had, each wagon was 5 amis wide, in between was 5 amis, and here also this wagon was 5 amis. Because the Chura, the Rishus Rabin, the way they moved, should only have to really be 15 amis wide. That's going to be the Gemara's Kasha soon. We know always the Rishus Rabin has to be 16 amis, and we learned it out of the Digle Midbar. So Chura in the Midbar was only 15 amis wide. That's going to be the Gemara's Kasha soon. But the way they walked was a wagon here, 5 amis in between, and another wagon. Now Rav said before that underneath the wagon has a Shem Rishus Rabim, in between has a Shem Rishus Rabim, and between the wheels of the wagon and the wagon itself is also called Rishus Rabim. Amar Rav, Mishum Nevichiyah. Agolois, tachteim, if you throw underneath the agolois, it's a Rishus Rabin. Ubeneyim, that means between one agol and the other agol is Rishus Rabin. Vitzideyim, between the wheel and the wagon itself is also Rishus Rabin. Omer Abaye, Bein agolo li agolo, kamoli erich agolo. Between one wagon and the next wagon, how much space was in between? The same space as the length of the wagon. So the more of a kama erich agola, how long was each wagon? Hey amis. Each wagon was 5 amis long. That's how long the wagons were. No. The wagon here means the top of the wagon, like the floor of the wagon. The actual space that you could put crushim on the wagon, how long was the wagon? There's the wagon itself. No, not looking at how much off the ground, looking at how long it is. So that you have a wagon, the wagon's going along. How long is the wagon itself? You want to know. So we're saying the wagon is 5 amos long. So we're saying now the space between one wagon and the other wagon was 5 amos in between. That's how much the space was in between. It says, Kamoli Urech Agola, the Kam Urech Agola Hey Amos. The wagon itself was 5 amos long. For the Gemara Lomoli, why did the wagons have to be so long, 5 amos? The Chura Vidale do Palgasagi. It would have been enough, the wagon is 4.5 amos long. That would have been enough. Why? Because what do we do with the wagons? We have these four, we put the kroshim on the wagons, the lengthwise. The length of the kroshim go along the width of the agolam. So how many kroshim could you put? So we have monoshev. The kerish is like this. A kerish is an arm and a half this way, and an arm this way. So there are two ways you could put it. Either you could lie them down this way. If you lie them down this way, you could only put 3, and 3 of them equal to 4.5. So chura would have been enough if the length of the agola would have been 4.5 amos. Whereas the other pshat is you put the kroshim upwards like this. So it only takes an amma. If it takes an amma, how many can you put? At most you put is 4. We say so with 4, what do you have to have 5? 5 amos for would have been enough. 4.5 also should be enough. What do you have to have 5 amos for? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara b'dal na pangas tag. The Gemara poshin ki heched lelitchayu kroshim. We want to make a little extra space that the boards should not be mamish touching one another, and they'll come to scratch the kroshim. We don't want them to scratch, so we make sure there's enough room in between. That's why it was long, 5 amos. So Rashi. Lomali erus Rashi hagol heyamis v'arba pal gasagi 4.5. Shimisadron al monasha. If shimisadron al rochbon, if you're going to put the kroshim flat down, ena misadron al heyamis yoisim gimel. You can only put 3 kroshim along the length of the wagon. Each kerish was an arm and a half. If you have 3 times 1.5, it's 4.5. So it's enough to have 4.5 amas long. The misadrin b'chudin, elam are you going to put them sticking up the kroshim? They only take an amma. Is yoisim medalad lo yisadir? That's cheeky. You're not going to put more than 4 kroshim. If they have said this, mokim habrichim. Because you're going to ruin the makam abrichim that we had before for the abrichim. That's where the hooks, not the hooks, the what do you call it? The holes. Yeah, what do you call it? The rings. The rings stick out. You have rings sticking out of the kroshim that a briach, a rod, go through it. So you don't want to ruin the. You don't want to use the ruin the rings. Should be emtsas dorim. Opal ga'ama nami tisagile. It's enough to have a half an amma for that. So chura both ways, 4.5 amma should be enough. What do you have to have 5? Teretz is poshna litchi. In bol esatrin arochban. So Rashi learns that the teretz is only if you put them flat down. So to put 3 flat down like this, true, 3, 1.5 takes up 4.5. But you can't put the mamash right to another, they'll start scratching. That's why you have to have a little space. So Rashi's mashma, the only teretz is like the man diyama, they put them flat down. But if you put them up like this, it's still a kasha. So tell you this, we passed before, the Gemara's maskana was, they used to put them straight up, and used to put 2 like this on one side of the wagon, and then 2 like that on the other side of the wagon. And the hooks, the rings would stick out this way, 2 here, and 2 here. So it's still shver, so why is it enough 4.5? So tell you that even with this man diyam, it's good. Kefart, they wanted to make a nice revach in between. They didn't even want the rings to hit one another. If you're just going to have 4.5, it'll only be a half an amr in between. Like you have 2 amas here, and then 2 amas here, and just a half an amr here, so the rings will just about make it, but we're afraid the rings will hit one another. If you want to have 5 amas, let both shittas be baravchas. That's why the length of the Amah of Agola, it was 4 or 5 Amahs long. Right? Omar Rava, Sidei Agola, Kamole, Roch of Agola. Now, how long was the width of the Agola? The wagon itself was 5 Amahs long. How long was the width? So coming out now, the whole width altogether is 5 Amahs. But not the pshat that the floor of the Agola was 5 Amahs. The floor of the Agola was only 2.5 Amahs, half that size. 2.5 Amahs was the floor of the Agola, like the actual space that you could put the wood on top of, was 2.5. Now on this side came out 1.25 for the wheel, and on this side came out 1.25 for the wheel. So from one wheel to the other side was 5 Amahs across. It was 2.5 was the middle of it, and then 1.25 came out here, the wheel, like how it came up on the half of an amah, and then the amah was the wheel was an amah thick, the same thing the other side. Right. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, see the Rokh of Agola, Kama Rokh of Agola, Shtei Amois Umasa. The actual Agola was 2.5 amahs. Or the Zoit, is the Kasha, Lomali, why do I have to have it so wide? The actual floor of the Agola, Lukura Biyamto Talgasagi. Why wasn't it enough to be wide 1.5 amahs? That should have been enough. Just make it 1.5 amahs. Because why? We're having that Agola this way, and we're putting boards along it. So even though this will only be 1.5 amahs, it'll only be 1.5 amahs here, you can still put a long board across. LMI, sometimes you want to put the boards this way, along this way, is also a perfect fit. As long as it's 1.5 amahs wide, you can put a whole carriage along. At Masama, we had before, when they took down the Mishkan, they had 2 wagons right next to the Mishkan. So they took the boards off the Mishkan and first put it onto this wagon, and from this wagon they passed it onto the next wagon. So Masama, the way they first put it down was straight to lengthwise. So as long as the bottom piece of the floor of the wagon is 1.5 amahs long, it can accept another board 1.5 amahs long. So how come the board of the Mishkan of the Agola had to be 2.5? Why do you have to have it so wide for? But the more v'yamo umachza should be enough. Kam rachav agola shtei amos umachza lomuli v'yamto palgasagi. So the more kihecha the libidu kroshim poshit. Because when they were traveling, the kroshim was lengthwise. It was long along the width of the agola. How long was each kerish? It was 10 amos wide. Long. Now if you only have the base of the wagon where it's going to be landed, is resting on, if it's only 1.5 amahs wide, it's very easy for the crushing to fall off. Or bend this way. That's why you have to have a base of at least 2.5 amahs. If it's 2.5 amahs, then we say 2.5 amahs of crushing stick out this way and this way, so it's not so gefilm. More than 2.5 each way. You have more than that. But then it won't fall off. But you need at least the width should be 2.5. The kroshim should not fall way off one way more than the other way. Elefret Gemara Kasha. The kain malon derech ushus rabin sheisha sarama. We know the loch rid. How wide does the street have to be to give a shem ushus rabin? It has to at least be wide 16 amis. If it's less than 16 amis, it can't be ushus rabin. How do we know this? Anan de gamrinan lomi mishkan. We learned this out from the mishkan. Is the kasha the mishkan chamesri heavy amto? In the Mishkan, it was only 15 amahs wide, the Rishus Rabin. Why 15 amahs wide? Because we have now 2 wagons walking, and in between the wagon is 5 amahs, and each wagon is 5 amahs, that's 15 amahs. Lukura, this took off the whole width. That's the way the Rishus Rabin was. So how do we have to have 16 amahs for? It should have been enough 15 amahs. And for the Gemara, Amto Yisera Havoi. There was another amah, a half on this side and a half on the other side. To have Ikoye Ben Levi, enough room for Ben Levi to walk there in between. Ki heich the chimishtalfi kroshim have inokat lu. Read through that, watch the kroshim while the wagon is moving. If they'll see the kroshim start tilting one way, Ben Levi would walk there and push it back in place. So you needed an extra half of an amah on this side and half an amah on this side. So you had 2 halves, 1 amah, 5, that's 16 altogether. So Drashi, the koy ben Levi, the koy mishtalfi, zumi zul lipo, the teich aver shebneim, heavy knocket lu, nichnas le ben aver, the ben Levi, a person would walk there, between the aver, ama shebneim, vo oimed bechatsi ama, sheesh ben agon lutzodin, o mesakin es haseid, would be mesakin it, zu al zu, shle tipo lo yoyne, vachol ha derech, hoye mahalach akuri agolo, The whole time he was walking in the back of the wagon. When he saw one terror start moving to one side, then El Toich Avir rots the Toich Blitas Akroshim, Shevdodim Achimagir Liam Avir Shebeneim, and he put it into place. Therefore, there's an extra half an hour there to make sure he got into place. That's Makona that Meshus Rabbi is 16 Amis wide. So that's the Mishnah. Chul Yis Habor V'Hasela Shehen Gvoyin Asoro. Chul Yis Habor, that's when you dig a ditch, you dig a hole, the earth that comes out, you put on top of it. That's like the rim of the bor. So the Chul Yis Habor, the rim around the bor, V'Hasela, and who had in a stone, Shehen Gvoyin Asoro. If they're 10 Tfochim high, the Rochvon Arbo, and their four Tfachim wide, you should know they have a din Rishos HaYachidin. Anything that's Yud Tfachim high, and Rochvon, four by four, the width, is Rishos HaYachid. So Mela HaNoitul Mehem, if somebody takes something off this Rishos HaYachid into Rishos HaRabim, or else we HaNoitul Nagavim, you're standing in Rishos HaRabim, and you pick up something and put it down on top of this, or a stone, or on top of this chuya, the rim of the bor, yishno yichayiv, because that has a shame Meshus HaYochid now, so you carry it from Meshus Rabin to Meshus HaYochid. Pochus Mikan, let's say the seller is not 4x4, or else it's not Yud Tzvachim high, then it's still part of Meshus Rabin, and you're standing in Meshus Rabin, then you're potter. That's not called Hoytzoh, Meshus HaYochid to Meshus Rabin. So Rashi Chul Yisabor, that means karka chasfiras habor. When you dig out a bor, the rim, the dirt you put on top, nice and svivaisav, lahakiv, to make like a rim around it, kumay chamo, like a wall, kumay shano noistim hekev eitzim, or yevin sovapi abor. Same way you have a ditch, you put a rim, you put a mechitz around it. So here the mechitza was, the rim was the dirt itself. So if the dirt itself becomes yud tzvachim high, and it's 4x4, and that's a shame Rishus HaYochid, and Mela Yechayiv, if you take off it, or put onto it Yechayiv on Shabbos. So the Gemara, Lomali Lemisne Chul Yisabor V'Yasela. Why do you have to have these modern cases, the rim of the bor, and a stone, to say if they're 10 tzvachim high, and 4x4 tzvachim, it's called Rishus HaYochid. Poshid, listening, let's say Poshid, Habor V'Yasela. Say a case, if you have a bor, a ditch, that's yud tzvachim deep, and 4x4, that's called Rishus HaYochid. Or else we have Sela. If you have a stone sticking up, that the stone is Yud Tfachim high, it's more than 40 inches high, and it's 12x12, it's 4x4, that's 16 by 16 inches, it's called Rishus HaYochid. What do you have to have a case of the Chulyis for? What's Nogei to say the Chulyis, say the dirt? Say Poshit, either the bor itself, or else the Sela. What do you have to come onto the rim for? And the Gemara, Messiah and Rabbi Yochanan, is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. The Yom Rabbi Yochanan, the Chiddush, that bor, Mechayusa, Mitzar from the Asara. Let's say you have a ditch. The ditch itself is only, let's say, 5 Tvachim deep. That's all it is. It's only 5 Tvachim deep. 5 Tvachim is not called Rishus HaYochid yet. Now, the Chuyisa bor, the rim around the bor, is 5 Tvachim high. Now, 5 Tvachim by itself is also not called Rishus HaYochid. But if you put the 5 and 5 together, you have 10 tefachim. Comes to say that now in this bor is called Rishus HaYochid. Why? Where are the mechitzes? There are 5 tefachim, mechitzes of the dirt, the bor itself. And then on top, the chulyas, the side of it, comes another 5 tefachim. So the mice in this bor now is surrounded by mechitzes, 10 tefachim. Why? It's called Rishus HaYochid inside. That's the Yechid's Chiddush. You don't have to have a straight mechitz of yud. It's enough to have that at bottom and on top. What? A little bit different.
Let us just say a stone, then you go over. Tell you if something's tall. Or borrow, then you name it. Borrow, tell me if it's deep. 10 tzvachim, 4x4. Shenotum itoichum, etzilu shos rabim, fatichai. Deal in yin goyvo, could go in the marid, mechu yilamata, or could go in the roch barbo, lomal in the misnaya clown, or tonelay sella. What do you have to have the case here of the chuy of the rim for? You tell the case of a stone. Come to tell me if you want to take something out of the rim inside the bor. Let's say a push the case. Either you have a bor deep, Yutvachim, or else you have a stone up Yutvachim. Those are two cases of Rishus Yachid. What do you have to have the chuliyah, the rim of the bor for? The teretz is a kashim, it's tarfon yasorun. Leshavya habor Rishus Yachid. Inside this ditch now has a shame Rishus Yachid. Even though the bor itself is only 5 tvachim deep, but since it has a rim going up 5 tvachim, lemaisa from the floor of the bor until the top of the mechitz, it's yitvachim, 5 and 5, it's called Rishus Yochid. If you take something out inside the rim of the bor, from the avar of the bor, you take something out to the outside Rishus Rabim, you'll be chai, it's called you took from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim. That's the Yechon's Chiddush, and that's Chana Mishnah. Moratanya Namiyoch, you have a right for this also. Bor Rishus Rabin. I have a bor or ditch in the Rishus Rabin. Amuki Yud Viroch from Arba. That's a posh of the case. That's a posh of Rishus Yochid. It's Yud Tvachim deep, and it's 4 by 4 Tvachim wide. Is a Mamal Nehemenu Meshabis. If it has water inside the bor, you can't fetch water from the bor to take it to the Rishus Rabin. Because you can from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin. Elim